This is The Occurrence in River Oaks, Episode 7, Experimentation.
I think I got shot somehow, but I...
Oh, Jesus, this isn't a gunshot wound.
Oh, yeah. I don't feel like myself anymore.
Please respond. 911, we received your frequency. Please respond.
Hello? Yes, I'm here.
This is 911. We received multiple calls from your area via radio frequency and attempted phone communications, but connections have been incomprehensible. Are you aware of any type of emergency in your vicinity?
Yes, there's an emergency here. We need help. There's been multiple deaths, both civilian casualties and police. Our entire force is almost gone, and there's these creatures.
Creatures?
Yeah, they're, I don't know, alien or something. We need your help.
Have you seen one of these creatures yourself? Encountered one in person?
Yes, I have.
Okay, I need you to remain calm for me. Ma'am, what is your name?
Olivia Corbin.
Address?
I'm at the dispatch office. 414 Main Street, River Oaks.
Is there anyone else there with you?
No. I was here with Alan Klein, but he was bitten by one of those things, and... Oh, God, he had so many eyes.
Miss Corbin, have you had anything to drink or any other illicit substances, any hallucinogenics, or any other...
Jesus, no, I'm on duty.
Have you had any contact with any other outside sources besides this current call?
No, we've been trying for hours now, but haven't had any luck. You're the first.
Perfect.
Wait, hello? Hello? 911, are you there?
Motherfuckers! God fucking damn it! Another trick, another fucking lie!
Alan, why did you have to leave me here all alone? Alan, come back. Please, God, come back. I need you.
Olivia, are you there?
Eric, is that you?
Yeah, it's me. I'm out here with those things, and, can you open up?
Oh, thank God,
Olivia?
No, I'm not falling for this.
Falling for what? Olivia,
How do I know it's really you?
What?
How can I know it's you? The glass is too scratched up, I can't see you clearly, and those things can impersonate voices, and so can whoever else is out there, and...
Olivia, this is insane. Just open the door, please.
No! I'm not opening this door until you prove to me that you're really Eric.
Olivia?
Prove it, and I'll open the door.
I moved here from California, and I'm the new guy on the force.
That's not good enough. Anyone could know that.
Shit. You're right. Yeah, okay. How about Miss McKay? She was the first to die, and Paul and Paula were there too, and...
I still don't believe you. You're gonna have to give me something more than...
You're a screenwriter. You're a screenwriter, and you're writing a script, but no one knows what it's about.
Oh, God, Eric!
Olivia!
It's okay. It's gonna be all right. We're gonna be all right.
No, it's not.
Shit, that's great.
No, you don't understand. It wasn't 911. It was someone else. Someone getting information.
And now?
And now they know where we are, because I'm a fucking idiot and I...
No, Olivia, it's okay. It's okay. We're not staying here anyway. We can't. It's not safe. Where's Alan? Is he...
One of those things got him. We made it back here in the scuffle, but he'd been bitten.
Oh, fuck. Is he...
He's in the office.
Can I go have a look?
What do you mean?
I mean, you killed it, right? The thing that came out of him?
Yeah, I managed to kill it before it shell hardened.
Then I've got an idea. You can stay out here if you want. I don't want you to...
I want to see. It... God damn it, it hurts, but... What do you have in mind? I'm so sorry, Alan.
Rest in peace, Al. I'm sorry. Do you have anything I can use to cover my hands? We've got to act fast, but we don't know if there's any effects from this thing's blood.
There's gloves in the desk. Alan always kept them around for emergencies.
What kind of emergency needs gloves?
With Alan, typically donut emergencies.
Okay. If these things are anything like I'm thinking they are. Oh my God.
Jesus, Paul wasn't kidding, was he?
I think this is it.
Jesus Christ, what the hell is that?
This thing's voice box. It's built like an antenna. You see these things right here? I'll bet if you just give them a twist.
I don't feel like myself.
Holy shit.
I don't get it. Like, at all. But these things are built like radios. Like our radios. But they run on different frequencies. I could hear you somehow trying to get through to me. Through Howard's radio. But then I realized it wasn't his radio.
Nothing's ever going to end up somehow.
He had this thing attached to his throat. He had like a scarf around it. I didn't think anything of it at first. But then I realized that he was altering his voice with one of these voice boxes. We were trying to corral people into the buildings when your voice came through for only a split second, but through his mouth. And we shared a look, and he knew that I knew, and that's when we got into a fight. And those things started coming for us. I didn't know what to do at first. Do I go after him or run for my life? But with this, he was able to control them with just a simple twist.
Eric, did you hear that?
Yeah. They all went quiet. Just like when Howard did it.
Maybe... I don't know. Maybe this is the answer.
Well, there's only one way to find out. And it isn't by sticking around here.
You mean...
I mean, we've only got one option here. And I think it's worth a shot. What do you think?
Let's do it. Eric?
Yeah?
Can I hold the voice box thing?
Be my guest.
They almost sound at peace.
Yeah. Well, I still wouldn't want to shake one of their hands or anything, but...
Are you ready?
Yeah. I'll get the door.
Oh, dear God.
Just try to stay quiet.
Let's get to my cruiser. It's right across the street.
Good idea.
Fuck's sake, how many are there?
I don't know, but they must have multiplied after that town hall thing.
Jesus Christ.
All right, you bastards, come and get
no, my... No, Mr. Albert!
Maybe. Police box.
I'm trying.
Shit, still moving.
Quick! Get to the cruiser!
Run, Olivia! Run!
Come on, Eric!
Olivia!
Get off her, you motherfucker! Get off of her! Holy shit.
Oh my god, we made it.
We did.
Oh my god. Holy fuck.
Are you okay? No bites?
No, I'm fine. What about you?
Not a scratch?
Holy shit, Eric.
And look at you. You even managed to hold on to that voice box.
Only because you saved my life.
Hey, just doing my job.
Yeah, well, I don't think arthropod alien monsters were on the resume.
No, I think I missed checking that box.
So, any idea where we're heading?
Well, it's a good question. I mean, we heard what happened to Maria. There's no roads out.
No, that's not necessarily true.
How do you mean?
I mean, the military has to get in here somehow. They can't all airdrop, right? They need tanks and vehicles and weapons, so there must be at least one road left intact.
Okay, all right, then let's find that road. Any idea where to start?
There's only one main road that leads out of town that could handle that kind of traffic. Mosley Road. It runs right by my house.
Lead the way, Captain Olivia.
Good call on the screenwriting thing, by the way.
Oh yeah. Well, I was just grasping at straws there, hoping I wouldn't get eaten alive.
Most people don't remember things like that, especially not about me.
Well, how could I forget a woman who loves movies as much as I do?
You want to know what my screenplay is about?
An alien invasion.
No. It's a serial killer thriller.
I never would have guessed. You're a regular Tarantino.
Yeah, minus the whole foot fetish thing. I don't think the military is going to let us just drive out of here.
Oh, no chance in hell. But if we drive fast enough, maybe we can outrun them long enough to get in range to call for help.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, this is Mosley Road. Right up here is my house. I should probably stop in and pick up my mom. Wait a minute. Why is Howard's cruiser out front?
Oh, fuck.
No. This can't be. I have to go in there. I can't.
Olivia, she's gonna die if we don't get out of here and send for help.
And she's gonna die now if I leave her with whoever the fuck that was pretending to be Howard. I can't leave her, but I can't do this alone either.
Okay. I'm in. Let's go.
Thanks, Eric. Let's go get this fucker.
This has been The Occurrence in River Oaks, starring Nikki Durbin as Olivia, Joey Thurmond as Alan, Aaron Marciniak as Eric, Deanna Kenway as Paula, Ryan P.A. Walsh as Paul, Melissa Sharon Harris as Maria, Donald Blackschlager as Howard, Cindy Copeland as Ms. McKay, Chris Williams as Freddie, Heather Foster as narrator, and Brian Parkerson as Mr. Albertson, with special thanks to Joey Martell and Jude Fox. Thank you for joining us. Be sure to check out the next episode, subscribe to our feed, and leave a review. You can also find us on all major social media platforms and at our website, the-occurrence.com. From all of us at the River Oaks Police Department, we thank you for listening, and we look forward